This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
2 years ago today, as I said, the unthinkable happened. And certainly up at Douglas High School, this will be a date that will kind of live forever as a day that everybody prays and remembers what happens. But nobody was closer to that event than our next guest, Coach Willis May, who I said is now at South Fort Myers High School. But he is kind enough to join us 2 years of the anniversary. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. Obviously, as you and I talked last night, and I said, well, this is February 14th, it's Valentine's Day, and that day forever changed the way that you and thousands of other people think about this holiday.
Yeah, it'll never be the same for me, my family, or pretty much everybody I know. You know, it'll never be the same. I seen the kids in the hallway today, and I seen balloons and flowers and the bears and stuff, and it just took me right back to that day, how a day so beautiful and can turn to be so tragic. You know, it'll just never be the same.
I read a great article today that Andrea Edelson put out on you, and just remembering back, and what a well-written piece. I know that your wife put it up on Facebook, and I had an opportunity to sit down and read it. Just your reflections and thinking back over the last couple of years. And you and I talked last night about this and things. And so many of those football players who and it was just, we were talking about this because if you remember, that Orange Bowl showcase was just 3 days later. And yeah. Your kids, I remember that day when they were all there and they came and, try to put that tragedy at least on the shelf for a minute, but it was really tough. Talk about that, because I think that was one of the stepping stones, and I remember that day.
Larry, I thought it was amazing. I thought that day was amazing. They had so much, they had so much perseverance, and them kids showed so much strength. You know, they had called me the day before. Yeah, it happened on Wednesday, and that was on Saturday, and they called me the day before, and what should we do, Coach? You know, should we go? And a lot of them were looking, well, they wanted to go to college, and they needed to go to that, they need to go. And I said, guys, we need to face up, we need to have pride. And yeah. Aaron would want us to go, Chris would want us to go, and we need to put our Douglas stuff on, and y'all go show these people, everybody there how strong you are. And man, they did. I mean, they played better that day.
Yes,
than I'd
yes.
seen them play the whole year. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Tyler Gibbon couldn't miss a pass, and Nick, all of them, Nick DeFrosian and all of them, Robbie and Andrew, they balled out that day, and it was great to see it. They were happy. They were smiling there for a little bit, and then, that was a real good comforting day. Yeah. Even as hard as it was comforting that day. They did so well.
And then you last year moved on and went across state to South Fort Myers. But at the same time, all those kids that you coached and knew, and Coach Quentin Short had one of, as you said, had an amazing year last year.
They are awesome. Quentin and George LaPorte and Bonner, I miss them guys so much. I had such an awesome staff over there, and they stayed there. And the kids, they were great kids. There's – Gage going to Colorado State and Ryan Belt going to Yale, and all of them, they're doing so good. And last year they just balled out and played together. And there was no doubt in my mind that Quentin and them guys would get it done. They're awesome coaches, and any success we ever had was because of how good them guys were, And I just knew, I felt so good inside that they were able to do that. I was so proud of them, and, but I couldn't say enough of how proud I was that the job they did.
Yeah,
well, it didn't surprise me though.
No,
not one bit.
No, not in the least. Coach Willis May is joining us, as everybody knows, 2 years ago today at Douglas High School, the unthinkable. And it happened, and there are so many things that came out of that day, so many stories of so many young men and women that you saw on a daily basis for, you know, walk those halls. And as you said, you're one of your best friends, and Coach Aaron Feiss, and also Coach Chris Hickson. And, and I remember the first thing that you said to me the day after when I talked to you, and you said, you know, my buddy's not going to be there anymore when I walk in the building. And that kind of hits you a little bit. And how many times that have I talked and I wrote something today where I remember talking to Coach Feiss and how he sold those players and tried to get colleges to look at him, and, you know, sending out tapes and making sure that, you know, because he wore that uniform and he wanted to, you know, wanted to promote those kids as much as anybody. Talk about him.
He was Douglas.
Yeah.
He was Douglas. You know, there's no two men that had bigger hearts than Chris Hickson and Aaron Feiss. I mean, they were just there for the kids. They loved the kids. And, you know, they're special. They were special men. And, you know, to have them gone so short in their life, you know, and have to be without them was just, for me personally, they were my friends. You know, and it hurt me. It hurt me every day to have to walk in my office and there's, you know, Aaron's desk and there's Chris's desk and they're not there no more. And it just got to where I just couldn't do it no more.
Yeah.
You know, I just I didn't want to be there no more. And so I had to leave. But them two men, you couldn't find kinder, gentler men, souls who cared about kids and just wanted to see him succeed. You couldn't find him nowhere on this earth. Guys
right.
like that, they were just awesome.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Willis May is joining us, former Douglas High School coach, and some of the legacy of that program lives on. I mean, we saw the Gaynor boys now, both of them that you had an opportunity to coach, both going to college, as we saw Chris and Gage,
mm-hmm.
and the whole gang that you had an opportunity.
Don't forget Corey.
And Corey as well. Yeah, the whole gang. And watching the University of Miami games, and I mean, you've got to have a little tear in your eye to watch Corey the way he's. Yeah, and you knew this.
I wish Aaron could watch him. I'm sure Aaron's watching him in heaven, but I wish Aaron could be, because Aaron worked really hard with Corey.
Yeah.
He put a lot of time in with Corey. He put a lot of time in with all of them. And that's the reason they loved him so much, you know. And, you know, I'm a proud papa. They're not my kids. But, man, when Miami's playing, I'm glued to the TV watching number 65 and watching every play. And I critique him sometimes. But, you know, I call him, you know, after the game and say, man, I'm proud of you. You're doing so good. Just keep up the good work. And I'm proud of you know, Nick at FAU, Nick Weber's
doing
awesome at FAU, and all of them kids. Daquan's going to Southern Miss now, and, you know, he's getting ready to start there. All of them guys. I'm a proud papa when it comes to, the, you know, guys that came up through our program. And, you know, same thing with the guys there now, proud of them.
And, Coach, also you had a national champion at West Florida this year.
How about that? Yeah, I mean, he's the all-time leading receiver at West Florida and gets him a ring. And he had a torn labrum at the time.
Yeah.
You know, he's torn his labrum three times, and he fought through that. I mean, you want to talk about a tough kid, Tate Lahido is as tough as they come.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's got his little brother at Florida Tech, and – I mean, we were lucky to have some great kids. They worked real hard, and they got the opportunity to go on to college, and they're doing great things with their life. You know, Ryan Allison's he was at Concordia and became their all-time leading receiver, and now he's running a dealership of his own. It's just, they're doing so good. I'm proud of them.
And, you know, I mean, you look at Tate and you look back at and I remember when you said, you know what, he's got an opportunity to go to West Florida, but he's also has Ivy League offers.
Them boys are smart. Both of them, Lahidos, their mommy, you know, their family did an awesome job with them. And, yeah, they're very smart kids. Yeah. You know, they had everything going for them, not just athletically, but academically and just person-wise. You couldn't find better people.
And also, you know, the character of Gage Gaynor, who had a billion opportunities to leave and go other places. I know
yes,
he had a lot, but he stayed. And he was Coach Vice was special with him, too. And I remember he and I talked about that as well. Now, talk about him, because there's a guy who kind of lived in the shadow of his two cousins. And
think of how hard that was,
because
they're good football players. Them two. And he did. You're exactly right. He lived in that. But he fought it every day, and he did good for himself. I'm real proud of him. I can't wait to see him in that Colorado State uniform.
Yep, no doubt. And obviously now at South Fort Myers, you guys made the playoffs in your first year. And I know you're doing the same, building over there. You were at the recruiting fair on Wednesday trying to push the kids. How's things going over there?
Awesome. I got a great bunch of young men. I tell you, they really have come a long way. We've come a long way in a short time. You know, to go, it's been 9-1. There's two ball games there I thought we, you know, could have easily had, but you learn from those. And we're in the weight room, and I got 11 kids that played from last year that were trying to get in college. We've been in recruiting fair for the last 2 days, and they'll get to play somewhere. They all have offers to go somewhere, so that'll be good to see. But I'm proud of these guys. I'm proud of that they accepted me, let me come in, and they've bought in, and they're working really hard in the weight room. And I can't wait to see, you know, what we can accomplish in the future. And I got a wonderful principal, Ed Matthews, is just awesome, and the staff there are so welcoming, and they really, you know, try to help our kids succeed in academically. They really want the best for them, and I'm really happy being at South Fort Myers. It's been a blessing.
Yeah, good stuff. Again, Coach, somber day, but certainly I wanted to touch base with you. A lot of great memories, as well as. You know, Coach Feist and Coach Hickson and the other 15 that lost their lives on that day, but certainly something that everybody will remember forever. And I appreciate you taking the time, and we'll see you soon, and the best of luck to you. And, you know, we're rooting for you all the way.
Thank you, and I appreciate it. And prayers go out to the families of all 17, and I love them all, and I feel – you know, my heart goes out to them, and once an eagle, always an eagle.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.